Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Check our team news, first of all. Virgil, Diaz, Thiago, Abby, how are they? Anyone likely to be back for
you? Of course, completely normal back in training. Luis and Thiago training completely normal. We have to. So. The plan with Luis is that he will be available 100% for Leeds. So just again, it looks good. Everything is fine, but it was a long, long injury. And so we have to be careful and we will probably not involve him for Sunday. Thiago looks slightly different. He was not out that long. Trained now three, four times with the team, and might be available. But we have to check how he feels today.
You know about your record against Arsenal at Anfield. Last time they took a point was 2016. Last time they won at Anfield was 2012. But do you sense that this Arsenal is pretty different to what you competed against before in your time?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I knew Arsenal before I arrived at Liverpool, obviously, but never felt. Oh, yes, I did, actually, in the Champions League, right, with Dortmund. So, yeah, it's obviously different team, clear. Mikel is building this team for a few years now, and obviously the outcome is pretty impressive. The way they play is fun to watch, to be honest. It's super lively, really good football. Top players on a pitch, good match plans. So yeah, good. I know it's not exactly what you can say about us in a moment. So that makes it. That shows you what is the situation. But at least for a while, we can mention again. It's still Anfield. So we are at home, and we still have to show reaction after reaction after reaction. We have to and improvement, and that's what we will absolutely try on Sunday.
Just to follow up, what's the key to getting or seeing a brighter, a braver Liverpool? Because we know you can do it. You did it.
Good moments in games, building on that. So that's how it is. Good challenges, good battles in little areas. And then keeping the ball, because our main problem at Chelsea now, when you look at that game, it was like flipper. We have the ball, we give it away, we have the ball, we give it away, we have the ball, we give it away. It's like you cannot watch that quick. It's like the analyze point of view, you think the computer's broke. And that's obviously not how it should be. I liked about the game was the desire, the passion we put in. But of course, there were still two situations where they scored, but it was handball, so that's now something, and the other one was offside. We still have to prove the point how it would have looked if we were 1-0 down. But again, it's like that. So this game is gone, and now we have a new chance, and that's how it always is. We have 2 days longer to prepare the game, means we have 3 sessions, which is absolutely three proper sessions, which is very, very helpful, where we really can train, and it usually always helped us, and that's what we think this time again as well. And so we will give it a proper try, and that we need Anfield is clear, and I really hope. That's why I said after the Chelsea game, I think people saw a few things which they think, okay, that was better than before, so come on, let's go from here.
Mentioned Anfield, how important is the Anfield factor? You've got 30 points at Anfield this season.
Yeah. Very important. So obviously we need 40,000-50,000 Liverpoolians in away games, and it might look different. So it's not the only thing we should rely on. It's not that we think, okay, it's Anfield, so we will win. Well, a lot of tough games involved, and we lost, unfortunately, games as well here, which was not helpful at all. Yeah, but it's no secret that the combination of our people and the ground and then the boys is a pretty good combination. So that's what we have to throw in as well, but not relying on it. We have to push the train. And in this moment, I have a very good feeling that we can do that.
At the start of the season, I don't think many people thought Arsenal could or would win the league. I wonder what you have made of them and the sort of challenge that they would bring on Sunday.
Yeah, that's easy, because you think when you watch at a team and stuff like this, and then you think, okay, City will win it, and don't think too much about like if you're not yourself. And if you thought actually we can give them a proper fight, but Arsenal deserves where they are. So it's a mix of really, really good football and extreme emotions, I would say, from everywhere, but just a good way to play, to be honest. It's like, I know people are asking for time for managers, that they have more time, stuff like this, to can develop this. I really think Mikkel deserved each minute he got there when it was not going perfectly well. In the beginning, maybe the steps were not big enough for some people and stuff like this, and now they are there. So the team is very well set up. Good transfers on top of that, but a stable, had last year already a pretty stable team. Brought in, obviously, super important players, but not too many. And that's what they are using now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Week that you were super excited it would define your season. Do you still believe that it will define your season? Unfortunately, it could, or can, because if we win this game at the weekend, which was the plan obviously, then we would have 4 points out of these games. That would be a completely normal situation for us, I would say. In the past, when we played Chelsea in our best moments, it was not much better, to be honest. We played there, it was always difficult. Maybe we might have won one or two games there, but most of the time we drew there and stuff like this. Last year, I think it was last season, when I was in Ryde, I sat at home with COVID. We started very well, and then we got more or less pushed through the wall, and it was a draw in the end. So losing at City is possible. It was always possible. And now we have to win a football game. So, and then we will see again. I understand that from your point of view, it's super difficult to find new questions every week. But believe me, it's even more difficult to find new answers. So, that's why I thought 9:30 and you all stay at home and because you can write what you wrote last week or whatever. So it doesn't make the situation better. So we have to play better football. How I said, we have to keep the ball in the decisive areas. We cannot pass the ball into their feet. And that's now sounds so simple. But the last game is a super example against Chelsea. Two teams who played last year an incredible level. You know, teams were not that different to the teams who showed up now. And both were not able to do that. So now we can say, 22 players, they don't want to. And 11 from us, they don't want. No, it's not that they don't want. They want desperately. They want it even more than in good times. Even more. But it didn't work out. So that just shows us what happens if the confidence level is obviously not on highest level. So and that's where we have to go through, and you cannot force it really. You know, say, come on, be more confident. So that doesn't work. So we have to help the boys with different things, and that's what we do. And in a home game, a massive boost can be the crowd, obviously, celebrating challenges, celebrating a sliding tackle, ball goes out, and it's like that's where it all started, where it's all started. We block a ball and we don't win it, but block it goes out is the first little victory. That's what you have to go and we have to build on. And all of a sudden, nobody thinks about confidence anymore, so has it. And then they are themselves again. And that's what we are working on, that this will not happen in 2028, it will happen on the Idle World on Sunday, and from there we go again and again and again.
Mike?
Yeah, again, it's very rare for you to make the number of changes that you did in the Chelsea game.
Not sure it's all rare, but yeah.
Yeah, well, six.
It's a lot.
It doesn't happen all the time. But
no, that's true.
Have you had the response since then from the players? You know, some really high profile players left out and really good players out of form, but have you had the sort of response since then, you know, in training that makes you think that they're on the way back?
Yeah, I mean, we had now one proper session since then, and that, yeah, the boys are not, they don't show me that they don't want what's that or whatever, not at all. So, you left me out, so now you can try to sort yourself or whatever. This is not the situation we are in. But again, I said before the game, and I say it now, because this was a different week because we play all 3 days pretty much. But you from now on, if you don't play three times a week, then we have more time to train. And then in train, then I have to and I will make decisions about the team based on what I saw in training. So that's it. And that opens the door for everybody. Because, of course, if you play three times a week, then the boys who play all the time, they recover. The other boys can train well. But the last game we won, so why would you make six changes? Because we saw one session where it was a few players show up. That's a different situation. So you let it go. And you keep on building and building and building. Now, what can we build on? We have to change. We have to find a basis where we really can build on. That's why I said, first step, intensity, desire, passion. Good at Chelsea. Really, that was good. So the rest, not so much. But it's fine. So let's go from there. I cannot constantly ask for something I didn't get and just put the finger into that. Development doesn't work like this. I can say, yeah, but this was still not okay, and this was not okay, and this was not okay. You are allowed to do that. Absolutely. You are allowed to do that because you don't work with the boys. But I'm not. The one in charge is not allowed to do that because I'm really calm in this moment. You might be surprised, but I'm really calm. It's like I'm in it. I see everything, and I base my decisions on that. And in the end, we will see what the outcome is. That's I cannot do more. And again, we have to keep going, and we will.
Mike, I'll ask you to Carl. We've got lots of faith in me. Sorry.
No Carl. Problem.
Carl.
You forgot him.
No, I've got a good Carl.
Just on that point, the change you made at Chelsea, how many were, or how much your selection is influenced by performance scarcity and how much is influenced by the week you had in terms of managing the players' work?
How can I make the decision when both situations are, so we had a game against City, which is an influence, so physically and performance-wise. Then we have a game 3 days later. So it's both. It's both. How can you make, how can you expect, I give you now an answer and say two were because of that and four were because of that? That's really a waste of time. Well, again, I said it's difficult to ask better questions, so you tried at least. Yeah, didn't work out. So... welcome.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.